morning. Yes, it's time again for Moments of Melody. This is the program to help you begin your day. William Jennings Bryan was at a dinner in Tokyo when the master of ceremonies suggested a toast to the victory of the Japanese over the Russian fleet. As all present except Bryan raised their glasses of champagne, Bryan instead raised a glass of water. When reminded that his refusal to toast with champagne was an insult to the victorious admiral, Bryan replied, "The honorable admiral won his victory on water. When he wins a battle on champagne, I'll toast him with champagne." Liquor still is digging graves of multitudes its first enslaves. It's breaking hearts and bringing sighs and wringing tears from many eyes. You know, no one ever became an alcoholic who refused the first drink.
I thirsted in the barren land of sin and shame, and nothing satisfying there I found. But to the blessed cross of Christ one day I came, with springs of living water did abound. Drinking at the springs of living water, happy now am I, my soul is satisfied. Drinking at the springs of living water, oh, wonderful and bountiful supply. How sweet the living water from the hills of God, it makes me glad and happy all the way. Now glory, grace, and blessing mark the path I've trod, I'm shouting hallelujah every day.
Gospel according to Dr. Luke. But if you enter a city where they will not make you welcome, go out into their streets and say, "We brush off in your faces the very dust from your city that has clung to our feet, and be sure of this, the kingdom of God is close at hand. I tell you, it shall go less hard with Sodom at the day of judgment than with that city. Woe to thee, Chorazin, woe to thee, Bethsaida. Tyre and Sidon would have repented long ago, humbling themselves with sackcloth and ashes, if the miracles done in you had been done there instead. And indeed, it shall go less hard with Tyre and Sidon at the judgment than with you. And thou, Capernaum, dost thou hope to be lifted up high as heaven? Thou shalt be brought down low as hell. He who listens to you listens to me. He who despises you despises me. He who despises me despises him that sent me." Woe unto those who will not listen and receive the message of Christ. It's a serious matter to reject Christ. Yes, and just as serious to neglect him.